Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jackson County Commissioners' Board Meeting for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021, 10:33 a.m. We'll call this meeting in order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinigal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for another day, another year, another Easter, for your life, breathe life into the world. We ask that you continue to bless the families and the elected officials, the staff, and those that are fighting for our democracy. We ask that you lay hands on this world and keep us in your mercy and your grace. We pray for your mercy. We pray for your grace. In difficult times, we pray even more. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Let's say a pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is considered approved specification for invitation for bid for mini excavators at Jackson Brooks Regional Airport. Funding to be provided by the CARES Act grant fund. Item B is considered approved specification for an IFB for term contract for asphalt products for Jefferson County. Item C is considered approved execute receipt filing engagement letter with Milliman to update for OPEB actuarial valuations for GADFI number 75 for Jefferson County for fiscal years 2021 and 2022 with a fee of $19,750. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Question on A right off.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Commissioner Alford?
The question on A is you got to give us more to it, make sure that we can spend it on this and how we can, because I don't want to get it in any contest with the federal government.
Sure, so equipment purchases like this are fully covered by this grant.
And I think you sent around something and said y'all are going to use it for airfield excavations because you have lightning strikes to electrical lines, runway or lighting, and you have to rent equipment and close runways so that you're going to use this to excavate and mow around
Yes,
runway lighting.
So one of the attachments we're looking at is like a 44-foot mowing attachment on the front. So when inclement weather, we have to mow around the taxiway lights, we're using ZTRs, they'll call for us to get them on the runway. It just becomes a maintenance issue. If we can do some mowing in inclement weather around the taxiway lights from the pavement, that stops the we call FOD from getting up on the runway. And in the past, we've had to rent, not rent, but borrow boom mower from Precinct 2 to help us run taxiway lights. But the Mini X, a lot of electrical lines are the older lines were put as direct buried cable. Any of the new construction we do is typically in conduits, so we don't have any issues in new areas. Older areas, we still have maintenance issues with lightning strikes. Trying to track down a short over across a couple thousand feet of wire becomes difficult.
You don't see any problems, Mr. Swain?
No.
Okay, it's me.
Any other description?
No. Meet the must.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Auditor, item A is considered approved budget transfer for Rose Ridge Precinct 4 for purchase of a computer. Item B is considered approved electronic disbursement for $689,864.61 to LaSalle for revenue received from entity for inmate housing. Item C is considered approved electronic disbursement for $1,846.56 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for April insurance reimbursement. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 481171 through 481391. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved. Second.
Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster that is 3/13/2020 pursuant to section 418-108B of the Texas Government Code. Item B is consider possibly approving resolution to renew extended disaster declaration for Hurricane Delta. Item C is considering possibly approving extended disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item D is considering possibly approving extending the disaster declaration issued for winter storm. Item E is consider authorizing the erection of a bust in the courthouse entry courtyard honoring the legal accomplishments of Walker Humphrey, Wayne Rio, and Gilbert I. Buddy Lowe. Item F is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute receipt and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Rose for road repairs in Precinct 2 pursuant to Chapter 791 Texas Government Code. Item G is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute receipt and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland for road repairs in Precinct 2 pursuant to Chapter 791 of Texas Government Code. Item H is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute receipt and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Nation for road repairs in Precinct 2 pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item I is consider possibly approving Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation for Spring 2021 Grant Request, which is attached to the agenda listing. Item J is considering possibly approving proclamation for child abuse awareness and prevention. Do I have a motion on those items under commission?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second, Judge.
Second by Commissioner Senegal.
Any Judge, before we sit, before we go farther, I'm going to say this before we go. On item E.
Yes, sir.
I know it has gone through the appropriate protocol, but I want to say this. When, and a lot of people don't know it, but the bus that sits out there for Judge Johns and Mr. Willard, I received a call long ago asking, could I work with some people to try to get and make sure the court would support that? Names of individuals that's on this list were ones that put forward the money and encouraged. Those guys were critical to the development of lawyers that look like me in this community, and their buses out there because of them. I'm grateful that we are strongly considering this, and I'm proud to vote for it because I know they put the money forward and they didn't hesitate. And I thank them then and I thank them now.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other discussion on any items under Commissioner?
Judge, real quick, item D, can you kind of, the reason I'm asking is not, no, it's a reason because Texas Workforce asked if that they would pay for people to come in and work in our precincts. So if we can justify, you know, winter storm did do, I mean, I guess brush removal or something like that. I don't want to, anytime we can get the state or somebody to pay for help, I think, so if it's something, if this can back me saying, yes, I do need some.
Yeah, they get some federal allocations for emergency assistance workers. And so you need to get with Kerry Erickson and Patrick, and you all figure out how to access that labor for the use in your precinct.
Right, because they're asking for, you know, I'm going to have to justify them paying it. So I was hoping that item D kind of give me a little justification that we still are in this.
We're going to have an emergency declaration in place to access any of the federal benefits that become available as a result of emergency orders at the federal level. So
yeah,
this is just an assistance to help you make sure that you're in a position to access those if need be.
Good, good. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
I have one on I about hotel occupancy tax allocation. I guess they checked to make sure they met all the requirements to be beneficial for those things. But the definition I got of the hotel tax allocation is a little bit different than I thought some of these applications were. But they met the criteria, it's great. That's what makes sure somebody checked.
Yeah, so are you talking about, let me make sure I understand you correctly. Are you talking about the fact that some of the allocations are less than what the application was for?
Well, it looked like lot of the, according to the rules, that unless I have the wrong set of rules, this was to clean beaches, to furnish parks and public beaches, provide public restrooms adjacent to beaches, provide and maintain litter containers adjacent to beaches, create and renovate, promote, maintain parks by rivers, bays.
And basically anything that promotes tourism within your area. Now, those specific things that you were talking about are typically things that are part of the coastal management planning grants.
Well, there is one grant application that's a park on a waterway, and that's how City of Port Arthur is requesting those funds, as well as Catch a Marsh. And so we have four different applications because of the laws we have to go by. So we have a bid fee, and a bid fee can be a convention, it can be a fishing tournament, it can be a ball tournament, a lot of different kinds of bid fees. There's a tournament non-bid fee, which are the people who are bringing these tournaments to Ford Park or to the city fields or tennis even, and or Lamar, and they're going to get a little bit of money up front, which is $500 for the first 15 teams that stay in a hotel, and then after that they get $50 per night per team up to three nights. So it kind of depends on what they bring in. Then we have a promotion and advertising, and that's where we give most of our funds out usually. And then we have this park on a waterway.
Okay, so I just got a piece of
you did, yes, you did. I sent them an email to new commissioners with the information on there, yeah. And so it is kind of a little bit wide and vague, but I stay in contact with the Hotel and Lodging Association.
It stretches just a little bit, but anything that brings tourism in, bird watchers, beach goers, and things of that nature, that's going to spend money in our area, that can be considered under that.
Yeah, we're a little bit different than other counties and other cities within the state, and I have that packet for you now. So.
Okay. I'm sorry. Good question.
I mean, there are some rules that apply to counties that are on navigable waterway, right. Some that are on coast, some that are on an international border. So it's always good to ask questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, any other discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. I want to thank the commissioner's support for your support, particularly of item E. To vote on the plaintiff's end of the fence side, the three gentlemen that will be honored here are individuals who have contributed greatly to American juristic prudence, particularly in the areas of product liability and class actions, and have been very, very generous to our communities, and so we're thankful. All right, moving on to engineering. Item A is execute, receive, and file overweight vehicle permit number 02-OW21 and road use agreement to Air Products and Chemicals to conduct construction and operations of the Helium Logistics Facility at the site located on Erie Street, Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
This is by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I wanted the public to know, and the one thank Michelle and her staff for working with this. This will be the second helium storage facility built in the world, right here in Jefferson County, little old Precinct 4. And so I wanted to make sure we put that out there so everybody could know.
Yeah, now, we're of particular interest in that because we tax the value of products, whether they're in the ground or in the tank. And as compared with other products, helium has a very, very high value. So we're thankful for this project. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Have it under risk management. We have one item A to consider and possibly approve self-insuring for any loss that would be covered under the public official bond for Travis McCall, who has been named interim justice of the peace for Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular comment. So if you're on the line, you would need to press star six. If you're present in the courtroom, you may approach the lectern. Make any public comments you wish to make. Right ahead, could you identify yourself on the line?
I am Dr. Washington. I'm calling to get some information about the recent approval of the self-insuring bond for Travis McCall for interim just to the Peace Precinct 4.
Jefferson County, you know, there's a $3,000 bond that's filed for public officials. Isn't it $3,000? Okay. They may have increased it last session, but Jefferson County has the choice, like all other counties and cities, to go out and seek insurance on the open market. You can get those from places like the Texas Municipal League, the Texas Association of Counties. You can also self-insure. We have some stop-loss insurance coverage that we carry at the county for various things like workers' compensation and some other issues, but we are primarily self-insured. We also want our medical insurance out of an employee benefits pool where we choose to fund that rather than paying premiums, which tend to vacillate pretty greatly from year to year. If there's anything more specific you need to know, Kim Isaacs in our risk management office, or Carrie Erickson in our human resources risk management area, are always available for you to talk to and get any questions answered you might have.
Judge, this is Carrie. I'm on the line as well.
Okay. Well, would you be following that? Bond within the clerk of the court, I mean, county clerk's office, or would that be with risk management?
It's self-insured. So we choose to self-insure. That's how we handle it.
And that's not just for Precinct 4. That's for all public officials in Jefferson, all elected officials in Jefferson County that have bonds. So that's the case for everyone. They're all filed with the county clerk as well as risk management.
Okay, if you can make a claim on that bond, how will we go about doing that? Just make a copy of that bond and we'll have to contact risk management.
Yeah, if you contact risk management and if you call 839-2391, we can help you out with that.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. And this is Kerry, is my name.
Thank you, Mr. Kerry Erickson. I will be called.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, did you have something to say? Mr. Hughes?
With the Jefferson County Visitor Center. I just want to let everybody know we have a brand new statue,
memorial,
thank you, that was the wrong word, for the National Vietnam Veterans War Day that was on the 29th of March. And this has not been a national, it hasn't been seen as a national, Remembrance Day, up until just a few years ago. And so the local chapter of the Vietnam Veterans had already raised money and put up a beautiful memorial for all veterans on our property. And now we have this gorgeous Vietnam Veterans Memorial. So please come by and see it. We're very proud of it. We're honored. Commissioner Alford was out there with us for the unveiling of the statue. And we're just really proud about it. And it looks great. So y'all gotta come see us. And we're open.
Commissioner Pierce was out there also.
Yes, you were. I do.
Morning, Judge Commissioner. I first want to thank you all for the efforts over the past few months to get the vaccine to as many of our citizens as possible. it's no secret, no surprise that there's a large segment of the community that's not taking the vaccine. And we've been seeing from the CDC and WHO that there's going to be a resurgence of the pandemic if we don't double down on our efforts. I mentioned a few meetings ago that our evangelicals should be who we look to be leaders or not leading an effort. And I made a recommendation that maybe they should come on the steps and show up here and do a public announcement or a plea to get most people to be vaccinated. I personally know that people who decide not to be vaccinated are now down with COVID sickness. And they thought that this thing was a hoax or something that was created by some type of organization to create panic in the community. Amusingly, now they wish they had taken the vaccine. So I would hope that there would be a conversation with the commissioners and the judge to double down on some type of effort to get more announcement and more alerts out to the community. I know that you all have done a lot to make the vaccine available. Even Commissioner Africa went out to the rural areas and getting people vaccinated. However, there's still a large segment that's not been vaccinated for whatever reason. It's been reported and records would show that this next round would be worse than the first round. So anything that you all can do on conversation to get the evangelicals or preachers, whoever we want to call them, out there on the front steps to get some type of special announcement to the public, because this thing is real. I continue to wear my stuff and encourage other folks. I know business is opening up some or are relaxing some of the standards, but I do see that most of them are adhering to most of the precautions you've put out. So want to make sure that we don't relax our precautions too much where we're in the worst shape than we were before. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Durden. I wouldn't note that the vaccine is widely available, more widely available than we currently have papers for it. Both Beaumont and Fort Iverson Public Health are available. The online and telephone registration is available to register to get it. There are some areas like Hardin County that are now doing walk-ups. Commissioner Offer's been utilizing the mobile medical van to reach the unincorporated areas. Most of the pharmacies now have at no charge the doses of vaccine, primarily Moderna in our area. A lot of private healthcare providers have it, although I did talk to someone this morning that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at the King's Pharmacy on the Major, and but the one-shot dose, and there's no reason if people want it why they shouldn't be able to get it now, regardless of their age or health condition.
I found out this morning also, Judge, that the HEB on the 11th, they will have the Johnson & Johnson. They're giving shots with that. They just found out this week that they were going to have a vaccine for them. Patrick, on that note, did we do any PSAs with any of that funding that we have? Or can we give me that answer if you don't mind? Because I've got some contact about that, so we can make sure. We need to do everything we can to make sure people understand we need to get this shot in Jefferson County, because we want to limit our ability for it to spread here, and that's very important. The other thing is that Kathy was, you missed this, it was so widespread, people from all around came to that veterans function. It was outstanding. I'll give credit to your staff, without a doubt. They did a great job working with the organizers of that, because it's important. And the judge, again, he didn't wear his Baylor Bear thing today. He normally wears it. He's going to be modest today, but those Bears, they did what they're supposed to do last night. Brought the second national championship to the state of Texas. So I know he's been modest. He took it off, but hey, he's a Bear.
Yeah.
And founder, Mr. Durden.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud because I said something to you the other day at Commissioner Syndergaard's office. I'm like Sears Roebuck. I take it back. They made a good move. The guy that's coaching, and that was the assistant coach at University of Houston, Alvin Brooks. I was out there with the guy. He's a quality individual. His son is an assistant coach at the Baylor Bears. So you know how things go. But Lamar has hired him, and that's a plus for our community. I think we need to get behind and do whatever we can. I appreciate your work with that, Mr. Durden.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And Judge, I like to echo what Mr. Durden said. I think we, as a court, just need to keep it on the citizens' mind that this thing is not over. I personally know some other people that's been affected in the recent months or weeks. But I think as a court, we've done what we can do. We just need to do a little bit more. Every chance we get mentioned, get your vaccine. And Robert, I think Commissioner Alford asked Mike White and you last week, Emergency Management, just to get an idea of how many citizens in Jefferson County have had the vaccine, what percentage we're at. I know it's not y'all charge, but maybe the health departments can kind of give us some data on that based on zip codes. So if y'all can get that for us so we kind of understand. I know it's not, you know, it's a worldwide problem, but I think the more people in Jefferson County that have the vaccine, it makes this county a little safer when visitors come in. So if you can get those from or request them, I know you can't pull their teeth out to get it, but if y'all can, I appreciate that information.
Our numbers in Jefferson County continue to go down, thankfully. I had it yesterday, I'm looking for it, but we're looking real good, continue on the downward spread for new infections, hospitalizations, ICU bed usage, and that trend has continued for the rest of the state. I think we're at 53.16% of individuals over age 65 that have received both doses.
Okay.
And
in the state or in the county?
In the state.
Yeah.
In the county, we're very close. I saw Dr. Josie had those numbers the other day. We're right at about the same.
That's very important, Judge, but I think what he was saying, zip codes, and zip codes are for a reason. Each of the four of us look at those zip codes, and then we'll know where we need to target more. That's very important right there, is where we're coming from.
Robert, if we can get that information, we were actually talking about it yesterday.
Right.
And we've had very good penetration, particularly in the minority communities. I've been happy to see, because it was a little bit different from what was first reported nationwide. So we're doing good here locally. As a matter of fact, most of our vaccination locations have been in minority neighborhoods and minority majority people aren't. And so the numbers are looking good, not what we'd like to see given the availability of the vaccine though.
And also I want to thank Mr. Durden also on that Alvin Brooks hire. He's a former star at the mall, so I watched him as old coach. I appreciate, you know, and been watching him with U of H, even though they kind of short, they were outmanned on that last championship game. But thank you for, you know, making sure that the whole community is represented.
Anything further?
I might want to mention that I know you took a long time to get on the elevator, but we have a computer they call it a drive. It is down. It's been down for a week. They have it on order. It should be here in another week. And a great opportunity to get your steps in. But it'll probably be another week before that second elevator is prepared.
Hey, Judge. If Eddie Arnold was here, it never happened. So you know what that means.
I understand those are new elevators, so they're
that's a lot. I ran the stairs. I'm going to run down too.
Yeah, I did speak to the oldest elevator man yesterday. He told me he was hopeful by Thursday here and asked him to overnight it. And so thank you for checking on that.